time now is 10 p.m. You are listening to 4AB FM 98.1, broadcasting from Brisbane, Australia. The next program is in the Filipino language.
Alam, gusto mo bang alaman? Buksan ng tenga, ako ay pakinggan. Huwag pahuhuli kung ayaw mong ika'y maiwan. At daot-daotin ng iyong ka-friendshipan. Juicy at saucy pa, ang chismas ko sa'yo. Ang subject matter ko, kilalang kilala mo. Huwag mo borlog-borlog dahil wis mapapala. Tapos na ang kwentuhan, ikaw lang ang nakatunganga. Si Chenes, Chinorma, ni Egek Chervalu. Kung nahihirapan, bibigyan kita ng clue. Kung hindi mag-getching at siri ka na, bilipin mo akong i-reveal kung sino ba. Sinish ba itin? B-L-I-N-D ikaw ba ay nabibitin? B-L-I-N-D-I-T-E-M blind item, blind item. Ikaw ba ay nabibitin? Problema ng tao, parang blind item lang. Gamitin ng jutax, lahat may kasaguta. Kasi naman kung giveaway lahat ng blind item, eh di walang ka-challenge. Challenge ang buhay natin. Si Chenes, Chinorma, ni Egek Chervalu. Kung nahihirapan, bibigyan kita ng clue. Kung hindi mag-getching at siri ka na, bilipin mo akong i-reveal kung sino ba. Sinish ba itin? B-L-I-N ikaw ba ay nabibitin? B-L-I-N-D-I-T-E-M blind item, blind item. Ikaw ba ay nabibitin?
Diyos mo, may hindi mo pa rin mag-edging.
Sinish ba da?
And this Janice Churba.
Janice pa, J-J-J.
Well, tama si Anis nga.
Si Chenes, Chinorma, ni Egek Chervalu. Kung nahihirapan, bibigyan kita ng clue. Kung hindi mag-getching at siri ka na, bilitin mo akong i-reveal kung sino ba. Sinish ba itin? B-L-I-N-D-I-T-E-M blind item, blind item. Ikaw ba ay nabibitin? B-L-I-N-D-I-T-E-M blind item,
magandang gabi sa lahat ng nakikinig sa programa. Nasa studio ngayong gabi sina Jong Belano, Marnor, Erwin Cabucos at saka siyempre ako si Jose Michano. Guys, batiin nyo naman yung mga nakikinig.
Good evening po sa inyong lahat at sa mga listeners natin, hindi lang po sa Brisbane kundi sa ibang bansa din sa pamamagitan ng ating online live streaming through 4eb.org.au. Alam kong may mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon sa Spain, sa Croatia at saka mga Pilipinong nag-work as nurses sa London and Canada. Good evening sa, of course, sa Philippines, lalong-lalo na sa mga families natin at mga family ko din dyan sa Cotabato.
Sa Spain?
Yes, I have sa Facebook na nagsasabing na they've listened to our program.
Buenas noches a todos.
Yeah. Well, I guess good morning to our listeners in other parts of the world. And yeah, good evening to our local listeners as well.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan at mga kapamilya.
Binabati rin natin ang Philippine Association Teachers, Philippine Australian Teachers Association of Queensland, ang FATAC members, mga kaibigan natin, the Gold Coast Friends, si Daniel Maliari ng DNG Productions, si Joel Gonzalez, Lloyd Saniel, Mary Ann Bomi, at si Nelly Barreto. at saka maligayang karawan kay Jojo Lakay ng Woodridge. Ngayon ay ang kanyang 45th.
Happy birthday, Jo!
Ang palitan po ng dolyar sa piso ngayon ay isang Australian dollar.
Andiyan yata sa
42 pesos and 35 cents.
Correct.
Ano makasang peso o humina ang Australian dollar?
Humina.
Humina ang Australian dollar.
Kasalanan ng Greece. Bakit ba? Bakit Greece ang may kasalanan?
Mamalay ko ba? I think Greece is a big economy, and whatever happens to Greece affects the European Union.
Which also affects a smaller country such as Australia.
That's correct.
Kasi konti ang market natin. Ayan. Hindi yan siya official na market analysis, pero parang related na rin.
As for the weather dito sa Brisbane for tomorrow, Thursday, weather temperatures would be ranging between 13 to 23 degrees. Mostly fine weather, possible shower or two. For Friday and Saturday, the highs will be at 24 degrees and Sunday 23 degrees.
Ay, salamat naman. It's gonna be sunny sa Saturday. I'm thinking of going to the Brisbane Race Carnival sa Doomben. So sana naman manalo ako.
Oh, good luck, Mara. Uh-oh. At saka di Saturday, ang Panayeri Festival.
Yes.
Although it's a bit sad today kasi ating ang mga elders, Aboriginal elders, are holding on to the sacredness of their land, I think, sa Musgrave Park. So good luck po sa mga nangyayari dyan. Hopefully magkaroon ng reconciliation. Also, para po sa inyong lahat, kung gusto po ninyong magpasa ng inyong mga mensahe sa atin, text po kayo sa 0420-983-188. At saka send po kayo ng email, info@filipinobrisbane.com. Nasa Facebook din po kami, Phil Radio BNE. That's FILRADIO BNE ang ating Facebook address, at saka ang ating tagline din po sa Twitter, Phil Radio BNE. Diyan lamang po kayo at kami sasama namin kayo sa loob ng isang oras hanggang alas 11 po tayo ng gabi dito lamang sa 4ABFM 98.1.
Take the journey to Musgrave Park for Panayiri on Greek Festival Weekend, May 19 and 20. Enjoy two full days and nights of celebrations with over 30 fabulous food stalls offering all the delicacies from different islands and regions of Greece. Experience the food, the culture, the dancing, music and entertainment. There's Sideshow Alley with amusement rides, fireworks both nights, and a Dancing with the Stars competition. Greek style, of course. It's a full weekend of everything Greek. Panayiri 2012. Musgrave Park, Brisbane, Saturday, May 19 and Sunday, May 20. Come and visit the 4EB store while you're there. Panayiri is proudly supported by 4EB FM 98.1.
Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga upang ang katawan natin ay sumiglap. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga upang ang katawan natin ay sumiglap. Pag sa gabi, maaga kang matulog. Sa umaga, maaga kang gumising. Exercise tayo tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga, tuwing umaga. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga upang ang katawan natin ay sumigla. At sa gabing maaga
Yan po mga kaibigan, si Yoyoy Villamesa awaiting mag-exercise tayo. At saka before that, ang introductory song natin ay Blind Item by Wonder Gay. Sorry ha, napatugtog ko si Yoyoy.
I couldn't believe you played that. The last time I heard that, I think, was 15 years ago.
Parang, pawis na pawis ako just listening to that song.
Parang inappropriate yata kasi alas 10 na kaya ng alas 11 ng gabi. Ikaw, John, sa palagay mo, nagustuhan mo ba yung awit na yan?
Oo, maganda yan. At dito sa Australia, talaga namang ang mga tao ay nag-exercise kahit anong oras.
Exactly, napansin mo, it's a very sporty country.
Uso na nga ngayon ang 24-hour gyms, di ba?
OMG, tama.
Yeah, merong malapit sa bahay. Bahay ko. It's like 24/7. Parang Jets. Uh-oh. Jets gym.
Mas mahal ba siya kumpara sa mga normal
and
na gym?
Hindi, mura lang siya. I think it's $9 per week. Kaya lang.
Ano yan? Advertising?
No. Well,
ay, wala sila. Kung mag-buy siya sa atin sa plug na yun.
The thing is, I don't think I can do workout after 12 midnight or probably late at night.
Para ito sa mga taong guilty, hindi nakakatulog, ayan, exercise,
yeah,
go.
Because I need to sleep. Ang sabi kasi ng mga doctor or personal trainer, you should give yourself at least 3 hours rest before going to sleep, so...
Ayan, tama yan. Okay guys, ngayon naman, ngayon ay ka-16 ng Mayo. O, diba? Tagalog na Tagalog. Makata. May 16, 2012. Mayroon po tayong special na discussion ngayon, ang top 10 travel destinations sa Philippines. Kung meron kayong idea, kung ano nga ba ang pinaka-top 10 na dapat bisitahin ng mga turista sa Philippines, ano yon? Ipasok po ninyo ang yung... suggestions or discussion sa ating phone 0420-983-188 o kaya sa ating Facebook na Phil Radio BNE o kaya sa ating email info@filipinabrisbane.com. Pero before that, meron tayong interview na ginawa sa mga kapatid natin sa Gold Coast dahil ang piyesta this year ay mangyayari sa Gold Coast this June. Wala yatang piyesta na mangyayari sa Brisbane this June. Baka mayroong piyesta sa Brisbane mangyayari in other months, pero this June, well, my confirmation po na medyo hindi magkakaroon ng piyesta sa Brisbane this June. However, may piyesta po sa Gold Coast. Kaya ginawa natin, pinuntahan natin si Marianne Bomi, ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Society of Gold Coast, at tinanong natin siya tungkol sa mangyayaring piyesta sa Gold Coast. Mga kaibigan, kasama ko po ngayon sa Gold Coast, sa Sacred Heart Parish, si Mary Ann Bomi, ang coordinator ng Catholic Filipino-Australian Chaplaincy Chapter. At saka siya din ang kasalukuyang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Community Gold Coast. At meron nga po silang gaganaping malaking event this coming June, ang Philippine Festival. At nandito siya upang ipaliwanag sa atin ang mga details ng event na ito. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Marianne.
Magandang hapon, Erwin.
Pwede pakikwento sa amin kung ano ang mangyayari sa Philippine Festival?
Sa Philippine Festival, it's more fun sa Gold Coast Philippine Festival. And lahat po welcome doon. We have the Let's Have Pinoy Style, ang ating theme ngayon. And it will be on Sunday, 17th of June, from 10 to 5 p.m. Jupiter's Pavilion Parklands. So that's in Smith Street, corner Parkland Drive. So if you're coming from Brisbane, it's exit 66 from M1. And then entrance is $10 for adults, $25 for family, and then free for kids 7 years and below. And for our performers, we have our popular Gold Coast professional performers. Sila Isa Bray, Adele Tu, Irma Courtney, Joel Gonzalez, and we also have Brisbane popular performers. Of course, si Liz Conde. I think everyone knows Liz. And this year, we are featuring a Sinigang band, which is a Filipino rock band. Actually, they're Brisbane-based. And with them is a special guest, si Chedi. Chedi is from a lead singer from Smoky Mountain. I think if you know, Smoky Mountain has been organized by Ryan Hayabyab in Philippines for so many years now. And we also have other surprises and special guests at the end of the day. We have Filipino food stall, siyempre may lechon. So on that day, I think we have about more than 10 lechon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have yung mga puto, lahat ng ating kakanin.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have jumping castles, saka rides for kids.
Wow, that's really exciting. Tell us more about that person from Smoky Mountain in the Philippines. Paano ninyo nasalta?
Actually, I watched the concert of Sendong Appeal, and that was, I think, 3 weeks ago. And in that concert, it was organized by Oliver Robles, who then put together the Sinigang Band. And one of their guests was Chedi as well. So, magaling talaga, syempre. Pag nakakakita tayo ng very talented Filipino, dapat i-feature natin. So I talked to them and then also requested for Chedi na ano naman, she graced naman yung ating request, and so she will be with us sa festival.
Ang galing, that's something we can look forward to. Para naman doon sa mga taong gusto pang mag-establish ng kanilang stall at magpabili at mag-promote ng kanilang mga products sa festival, ano naman ang kanilang gagawin?
All they have to do is get in touch with us, and then we send them a food stall agreement, and there is a fee involved because we have to pay for the cost. So it's about $350 for the food stall, $250 for the promo stall. But it will be a big event, so every year we have at least 6,000 to 10,000 people in our festival.
Okay, that's excellent. Para naman sa mga taong a-attend, meron ba tayong ample parking sa venue na yon?
Plenty of parking because last year and even a year before that, we even have to close down the event. Kasi by, I think it was 1 o'clock, nagsarado na kami kasi hindi na kaya yung mga tao. Kaya this time, dito kami sa Jupiter's Pavilion, which is a race course where they have the big day out and they do the Gold Coast show. So it's a big venue and ample of parking. So this time walang problema, kailangan magpuntahan na kayong lahat.
Ang Filipino-Australian community Gold Coast Incorporated seems like a very vibrant community. How do you do it?
It is vibrant, and we've got very good set of committees, and people here are really committed. They are here for the community, and they're all fun. Sabi nga nila, mga taga Gold Coast daw eh, palaging nakangiti. So maybe dahil sa dagat na rin, ano, sa weather namin dito, nakikisama na yung mga tao.
So now is our chance to invite everyone to the Gold Coast Filipino Festival. And here is Marianne Bowmi again to give us her last invitation for us all.
Okay, mga kababayan. I know that every year we have a lot of people coming from Brisbane. So this time we need more people, and we would like to you to come and that then enjoy the day, and I'm sure you will have, because it will be really lots of fun. Sabi nga natin, it's more fun in the Philippines, but here in Gold Coast Festival, it's more fun.
It's almost time to renew your Radio 4EB membership, and we'd just like to remind you that if your contact details have changed over the past year, we need to know. It's very simple. All you need to do is give us a call during office hours Monday to Friday on 3240 8600, or just send us an email advising any changes to info@4eb.org.au. You'll be receiving your membership renewal letter very soon. Remember, all contact information, language group news, and our latest newsletter can all be viewed on our website, 4eb.org.au. Your continued membership and support is greatly appreciated by all the language groups of Radio 4EB 98.1.
Naiinip na babagod.
Ikaw ba'y napapagod? Araw, gabi, puro kayo.
Buhay mo ba'y walang saysay? Walang sigla, walang kulay.
Bawat araw ba'y pareho? Parang walang pagbabago. Tara na, biyahe tayo kasama ang pamilya, barkada at buong grupo para mag-enjoy ng todo. Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipino. Napahal ka na ba sa Intramuros at Luneta?
Palawan, Bigan at Batanes, Subic, Baguio at Rice Terraces.
Namasdan mo na ba ang mga bintarang Sambuanga,
Bulkantan,
Bulkang Mayon, Beach ng Boracay at La Union?
Tara na, biyahe tayo mula Basco hanggang Ulo, nang makilala ng gusto ang ating kapwa Pilipino. Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipinas.
From city to city, 7,100 plus islas, sa mahal kong Pilipinas, Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, ating puntahan. Huwag maging dayuan sa sariling bayan.
Nasubukan mo na ba mag-rapid sa pagsanghahan?
Mag-diving sa Anilahaw, mag-surfing sa Siargao.
Natikman mo na ba ang sisig ng Pampanga?
Luyang Davao, Pangus, Tagupan, Bicol Express at Lechong Balaya.
Tara na, biyahe tayo
nang makatulong kahit paano
sa pag-unlad ang kabuhayan
ng ating mga kababayan.
Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipino.
Nakisaya ka na ba sa pahiyas at maskara? Moriones at ati-atihan, sinulog at kadayawan.
Namiesta ka na ba sa Peña Francia, sa Naga? Umakyat sa Antipolo, nasayaw sa Umayno.
Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipino. Biyahe tayo upang ating matanong ligaya at pagkakaibigan, kaunlaran, kapayapaan. Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipino. Halika, biyahe tayo. Halika, biyahe tayo.
Halika, biyahe tayo.
Halika, biyahe tayo.
Biyahe tayo, yan po ay nagmula sa various Philippine artists. I think isa siyang lumang promotional album ng Philippine Department of Tourism, but it's a very nice song.
Yes, maganda siya.
Mga kaibigan, kayo'y patuloy nakikinig sa 4ABFM 98.1 at ngayon ay 10:25 na ng gabi. May pumasok po na text sa ating cellphone mula kay Tessie of Alcester. Dapat daw mapasama sa top 10 ng travel spots sa Philippines ang Boracay kasi quintessential talaga siya na the best beach in the world. Palagay mo?
At nakapunta na rin ako doon last year, December.
Ganun pa
finally.
Ba? Ganun pa ba kaganda?
Well, it was raining that day, hindi ako nakapaglangay.
Nakapunta namin Boracay 3 times. Once in 2008, nagustuhan ko talaga siya, and then I went back 2009, tapos bumalik ako in 2011. It never fails to surprise me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ang gusto ko naman sa Boracay yung beach, malawak at malayo hanggang bago siya lalalim, kaya more place or more sand to frolic and to, you know, to swim. At nag-text naman sa atin si Larry from Bean Lee. Thank you nga pala kay Tessy sa text mo. Larry from Bean Lee, sabi niya dapat daw ang Bohol mapasama talaga. Panglao Island dapat nasa top 10 of the Philippines. Agree pa tayo dyan? Kayo dyan?
True. At nakapunta ka dun, di ba? Last year or 2 years ago?
Sa Bohol Beach Club lang naman. But I don't know kung sa ba talaga nila ang... I mean, if you comment about Bohol Beach Club, para bang is it a fair judgment na maganda talaga ang Panglao kung nakapunta ka sa Bohol Beach Club?
Well, I went to Bohol last year. And is it called Alona Beach?
Oh, meron ding Alona Beach. Oh.
Yeah, so I stayed in Alona Beach and... I really like the place. What I've heard is Alona Beach is what Boracay used to be in early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Kasi parang mayroon ng ng commercialization, yeah, ng Boracay.
Exactly.
Ikaw, Joe, meron ka bang bet for top 10 travel destinations sa Philippines?
Oh, dapat masasali dyan yung bagong discovered na falls sa North Cotabato, yung Asik-Asik Falls.
Oh,
uy, malapit sa bahay namin yan.
Isang oras na jeepney ride lang ba mula sa inyo, Mark?
I'm not sure kasi ngayon ko lang
hindi na siya nag-jeep.
Tricycle lang. No, that's good to know. Because every time I go back to Cotabato City, which I go back once a year, I always try to look for other places to visit. Mm-hmm. And I've been to some different places so many times that by discovering this, then I'm really looking forward next time to go to these falls.
So, Asik-Asik Falls, Jong, ha? Maganda?
Yes, maganda yon. At kalidiscover lang in 2 months' time.
Okay, so, kung may mga tagapagnig tayo sa Pilipinas, ayan, narinig pa ninyo mula sa Australia. Asik-Asik Falls from the town of Alameda, North Cotabato, Southern Philippines.
Radio 4EB FM has been on air for 32 years and still is Brisbane's only full-time multicultural radio station, delivering content like news, local community information and music to over 54 language groups. Become a member today and support your language program by calling 4EB during office hours on 3240 8600. Membership information, news, our program guide and monthly newsletter can all be found on our website 4eb.org.au. You can even listen to programs online worldwide. Your membership support is greatly appreciated at Radio 4EB FM 98.1.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to 4AB FM 98.1 and this is the Filipino program. With me, my name is Erwin, and with me, Mar, Jose, and Jong. At this point, guys, ano na bang next topic natin?
Health.
It's winter na, ano?
At saka may sipon ako ngayon.
Ayan, ano ang mga nadadama ng karamihan sa atin this winter? Dry skin, number one yata.
Usually, parating masipon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also, bakit ba tuwing winter parang busy, parang mababa ang immunity natin?
Oh, parang they always have those, you know, the flu epidemics.
Oh, yeah. And I tend to put on kilos during winter.
Oh, yes. At mga kaibigan, to consolidate all these, meron po tayong na-contact na, and also we're very lucky to have a resident pharmacist, Richie Andit, and he is currently the owner of Thornlands Pharmacy na nasa Redland Bay. At kasama po natin siya ngayon online. Good evening, Richie.
Hello, good evening.
Ayan, greet mo naman ang mga kapatid nating tagapakinig sa Radio 4EB.
Hello?
Batiin mo yung mga kaibigan.
Hello, yeah. Good evening po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig.
Ayan, Richie, ang problema natin kung winter, ano, dito sa Australia, lalo na kung yung weather ba, ang air is medyo tuyo o dry kung winter. I suppose, as a pharmacist, ano bang ma-advise mo ng mga products para ma-maintain natin yung ating mga magagandang cooties, baga?
Ang pinaka-importante sa winter is, talaga is prevention. karamihan ng mga ano ng cause ng flu is viral, and it's a very preventable disease, and so you can get yourself vaccinated. Yung mga may edad ay libre ang vaccination sa ano sa pharmaceutical benefit scheme.
Mm-hmm. At saka para naman sa mga taong nandun na nga sa stage na mayroong flu at nasa na parang nalulunod na sila sa ano ng influenza, ano naman ang ma-recommend mo na they can do? Natural medicine ba or something
tapos? Merong mga prescription items na maaring i-prescribe ng doktor, kagaya na lang ng Tamiflu at saka Relenza. Kaya lang ang evidence for this one is only is to reduce the duration and the effect of the flu. So if you get them soon enough, it will reduce. It will be very effective. Pero kung if you let it through for 3 or 5 days, the tendency is for the flu to just run its course.
So anong pangalan ulit ito? Bibili ako mamaya.
I'm not supposed to say the name of the product because it's a prescription item.
Ah, okay.
But they belong to a class of antivirals.
Ah, okay.
So maaring you can get them from your doctors.
You were talking about yung vaccination against flu. Do we have to go to a GP or can a nurse or anyone can do it?
There are some what they call a nurse practitioner who is allowed to inject the vaccine. There are some pharmacies now that runs flu clinics, but the most accessible these days are still the GPs. So ang mayroong mga GP na nag-i-stock ng flu vaccination themselves, and so you don't have to go to a pharmacy. Meron namang mga GPs na kailangan mo ng reseta para pumunta sa pharmacy.
Right. Oh, another concern of mine, usually during winter, the palm of my hand as well as my feet, they're like so cold. They're like icy as they're called as icicles. Yeah. Is this due to bad
I think ang tinatawag nila I think yun ang tinatawag nila ditong chill blains.
Right.
Kumbaga it's a condition na kung yung circulation mo is medyo limited sa periphery. It's your body's mechanism trying to conserve heat as much as possible. So merong mga product noon na dati is pinipriscribed sa recommend sa chilblains. Merong product na tinatawag Airtone's Chilblains Ointment. I'm not sure if it's still available now, but it's rarely used anymore. So the recommendation these days is to just, you know, rug up and put socks on, gloves on.
I'm not really concerned by it, but I usually get complaints from my friends because when they suddenly shake my hand, it's just like ice.
Yeah. There's really not much you can do about that one, unfortunately. It's just to keep warm, basically.
Ayan, thank you Richie sa inyong mga information. Yan po mga kaibigan, ang ating resident pharmacist na si Richie Andit na nagmula sa Thornlands. Actually, don't hang up on him kasi meron siyang ipa-plug yata na activities nila sa
Rotary,
yes. Are you still there, Richie?
Hello?
You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I believe that you have an activity or an event at the Rotary Club.
Oh, yes, I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Redlands Bayside. And as a matter of fact, I'll be I'm the incoming president, and I'll be sworn in June.
Congratulations.
But a week before the changeover, we have an event. It's called the Redlands Bay Fest. It's a fun-filled day of food and beer and wine and good times and entertainment, and there's even going to be fireworks and Fijian fire dances. Fijian kasi yung proceeds ng ano ng event is going to a medical center sa Fiji. I don't know if you all have heard, merong baha sa ano sa may nangyaring baha sa ano sa Fiji, sa Nadi, back in March. And this medical center is meant to provide free medical treatment to the poor people in Fiji.
So how can we participate or help? Hello. So how can we help or participate?
Yes, you can help by participating in this Redlands Bay Fest. Ang event po ay sa Saturday, June 16. Ito ay mangyayari sa ano sa Grandview Hotel sa Cleveland po.
Okay, thank you Richie sa inyong mga updates diyan sa Redland and also to your very informative interview. Yan po mga kaibigan, si Richie Andit, ang ating resident pharmacist from Thornlands. You're listening to 4ABFM 98.1.
Friend suggest sa'yo, kaya pinuntahan ko ang Facebook page mo. Bigla ko lang napansin, kamukha mo pala si Soler. Sa tingin pala labigani lang puso kong ito. Ang ganda-ganda mo, nailab ako sa profile pic mo. Big pillow touch your skin, pwede kang pang FHM. Kailan kaya tayo magtatakbo? Pwede ba akong manligaw? Status mo naman is complicated daw. Sinubukan kong mag-high sa wall mo. Ganda-ganda mo, nailab ako sa profile pic mo. Big pillow touch your skin, pwede kang pang-HM. Kailan kaya tayo tatako?
have just listened to the track entitled The Facebook Song Ang Ganda Ganda Mo
for ABFM 98.1.
Erwin, may nag-text sa atin si Minda ng Marari. This is just to continue our top 10 destinations in the Philippines. And I agree with her. What's this? Her suggestion was Banawi Rice Terraces.
Oh, syempre naman, classic kaya ang Banawi. Have you been there?
I have.
Ano ba talaga? Ganun ba talaga ganda as in?
13 years ago. Maganda siya. Just to let others know what Banawi Rice Terraces is, it's located in Banawi. It was in the 70s or the 80s that it was argued to be the 8th wonder of the world. And it is listed as UNESCO World Heritage. Ang story dyan is a couple of thousands of years ago, the native people mismo, yung mga ipugaw, they basically started carving the mountain terraces, and then they just used their bare hands and sticks from trees. Ayun. So, ayun, it's really an awesome sight.
I went there a couple of years ago, at pinuntahan ko naman yung bunganga ng cave na mayroong mga ano yung karansay ng mga nitibo. Para hindi talaga ako nakapunta, kaya hindi ko talaga masabi kung nakarating ako ng Banawi.
Yung hanging graves?
Yes.
Banawi ba yun?
Hindi, so Sagada. Sure. Sagada.
Ah, Sagada, kaya, yes.
I don't think nakapunta talaga ako ng Banawi. Natatanaw ko lang. But I've been to Sagada, which is near it, I think. So, ayan. It was rather interesting kasi after so many years, na-mummified yung mga ano nila, mga ninuno nila doon yata sa cave nilalagay kasi yung kanilang mga bangkay. At nakikita mo pa yung mga kalansay, which is really interesting. And I believe Mar has some articles. According to the Department of Tourism, meron silang listahan ng top 10 of Philippine destinations. Ano ba ayon sa Department of Tourism ang top 10 ng bansa?
Itong top 10 Philippine destinations according sa Department of Tourism, Banawi
number 1,
yes, and then Awesome Hills sa or Chocolate Hills,
ah, sa Bohol.
Bohol.
Yes, Bohol,
yes, and then Boracay
number 3,
yes, the Isle of Your Tropical Dreams sa Cebu.
Whereabouts in Cebu? Marami kayong papupuntahan sa Cebu.
I think there's a lot of islands in Cebu. It doesn't really specify here. It just says Cebu.
But Cebu in itself, para bang siyang first Philippines.
Oh,
like it has all those traditional and old churches.
And that was because yun nga yung unang lugar na discover ni ano ni Magellan,
yeah,
sa Pilipinas.
Parang silang Basilica de Cebu, which is like one of the oldest churches. Parang kapantay niya yung mga nasa Miagao Church, nasa Pawai Church, yung mga ano, baroque churches na ginamitan pa ng mga lumang shells ang mga concrete nito. Kaya hanggang ngayon talagang buhay na buhay at natingkad.
Meron dito, ewan ko kung nasa listahan mo, pero meron nag-text uli si Alisa ng ano, ng Brisbane City mismo. Mayon Volcano.
Oh, yes.
Sa Albay.
How Bicol. Could you forget Mayon Volcano?
Exactly right. It competes with, you know, the likes of Mount Fuji. It is renowned for its supposedly perfect cone shape.
Look, I've never been there, pero I would like to see the volcano when it's active. Because I think it's just before it actually explodes. I think a couple of years ago when there were like there were tremors and they thought that and the volcano was actually smoke was actually blowing out of its top of it, and small amount of lava, they thought that it was going to explode. But yeah, and then it was kind of exciting environment.
Pero bago pa nagkaroon ng malaking baha sa Cagayan de Oro City, I really enjoyed the whitewater rafting of Cagayan de Oro City. It was so fun. Mula sa taas ng bundok pababa, padaos-dos kayo papunta sa Cagayan de Oro City mismo for about 3 to 4 hours. It's so much fun. Lalo na sa pag nabula ka sa Australia, you're so fond of mga fast-paced activities. I highly recommend. I wonder kung ano na ngayong status niya after the big Sendong.
Ay, pwede rin mag whitewater rafting sa Davao.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bago lang yung sa Davao na yon.
Yeah. Maganda din yun.
Maganda rin.
Ito naman has nothing to do with white raft, water rafting, pero it's one of my favorite destinations and that's where I was born, Manila. Fort, mismo yung Fort Santiago sa Manila, the old city.
Walls, something.
Yeah. Yep, nakapunta ako doon for the first time last year. I was very impressed with Fort Santiago. Fort Santiago.
Yeah, me too. And I retraced the last footsteps of Jose Rizal.
Oh, katukayo ko. Oh, national hero ng Philippines yun.
And I actually toured at Fort Santiago riding a kalesa. Yeah, yes. It was actually quite fun. And I believe they have right of way along the traffic. But anyway, my experience was they had a right of way.
Yeah, I was lucky that I work near Fort Santiago because I just work in Papua Institute of Technology in Intramuros.
Oh, yes.
So I always went to Fort Santiago for just to visit.
Ganda. Yeah,
maganda.
Oh, Jong, yung sa listahan ng Department of Tourism, ano pa ba? Ah, Jong, sorry, Mar. Nabasa mo lang yata yung apat. Ano pang panglima nila?
So, just to continue on, after Cebu, then Land of Plenty, which is Davao City.
Wow. Durian? Ano ba sa Davao?
Actually, iba na yun ang Davao.
Durian, banana, ano pa? Mm-hmm.
Oh, last year, I went to the Abyss, Depth of Abyss. Parang nasa Samal Island siya. On the other side, nasa southern part ng Samal Island. At parang mayroon siyang water slide right from the top and then you will end up doon mismo sa cliff and then you will end up in the water. I was really scared kasi baka mayroong sasalong balyena o pating na at the end, but it was really, really fun.
No, it's Davao is so progressive. I've been visiting that city for the past 12 years and I've actually seen the changes.
And guess what? It's safe. It's safe.
Yep. I mean, although Mindanao gets a bad rap, but there's a lot of foreigners that goes to Davao, and you can do a lot of things in Davao. There's a lot of nearby islands with amazing beaches, and you can even do wakeboarding, do a lot of high adrenaline sports and zip lining, that sort of thing.
And of course, if you're in Davao, you should visit Mount Apo. You should climb.
Oh, yes. Yes. I've never done that. That should be, I think, a good big pilgrimage for each Filipino to visit the country's tallest mountain.
Yeah, there's actually I think like a 3-day trek going to Mount Apo. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do that if you have your time. If you have
and
time.
And the state of the Philippine Eagle. I'd like to know about that as well. Parang hindi na ngayon masyado binibigyan ng publicity, but the Philippine Eagle, the national bird, and also one of the rarest eagles in the world, I think. Nandiyan, that's his home or its home, ang Mount Apo.
Speaking of Mount Apo, related. In terms of name lang, yung Apo Reef National Park. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Oh,
this is in Mindoro.
Oh, yes.
This is actually the second largest reef, coral reef system, next to, what's the second to?
Great Barrier Reef.
Yes, of Australia.
Wow. That's amazing. And who can forget Coron, yung mga sunken ship doon sa Coron. So, if you like Palawan, ang mga Honda tour doon ng mga Snake Island sa Palawan and snorkel, you can actually like feed the fish, you can bring bread tapos i-sprinkle mo doon sa sea, you snorkel and all the fish will gather around you. It's like you're swimming in this beautiful tropical aquarium. Magugustuhan din nyo ang Coron, which is even more beautiful dahil nga mayroong dramatic scene siya ng mga sunken ships of Japanese Second World War ships na nandun lang siya sa ilalim ng dagat.
Wow, talagang may historical value pa.
Yes.
And of course, speaking of Palawan, we also have the subterranean river system.
Oh yes, I think Jong na-declare siya as one of the 7 natural wonders
in the world.
Of
yeah.
the world, ang subterranean, the longest
subterranean river
system. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
oh yeah. Nakapunta na ako doon. It's breathtaking. Tapos bago ka papasok doon, yung color ng water, it's like aquamarine yeah. or something. Yeah, aquamarine.
But I think ang available lang sa tourism na pinapakita nila sa mga tao is yung nasa bunganga lang talaga. But if you're an expert diver, you could go further in ng, sa river.
Okay, just continue on. After Davao, Manila belongs to the top 10 as well. And after that is Palawan. And last is the old world city, which is vegan.
Vegan.
Oh, vegan.
I've never been to vegan, but I've heard so much about vegan that it is a, you know, heritage listed as well.
Is nandun na malapit sa vegan ang Pawai, which is one of the oldest churches.
Diba maraming mga pelikula na pinifilm dyan kasi very old world nga talaga.
Pero dramatic.
Very, very well preserved.
Dramatic. And it's so cheap as well to go to vegan. You could just hire a motorcycle or a jeepney and then it tours you around the place. So.
I guess, pagbalik natin, we'll do some community announcements, Erwin?
Yes. Standby lang po kayo at nakikinig kayo sa 4ABFM 98.1.
Bangin ka ba kasi? Nahuhulog na ako sa'yo naman kasi. Unggoy ka ba kasi? Sumasabi ka sa puso ko naman kasi. Gusto ka ba kasi? Pero rin ako
background po na yan ni Kolehiyala sa awiting Ang Mahal Kita Kasi. Magpapaalam po kami mga kaibigan. May pumasok na text. Magandang gabi daw po sa mga basketballista friends. Komish, Jay, Joel, Joey, Edgy, Bert, Darius, Glenn S, Glenn B, Deck. Saan pa ba ito? Sandali lang ha. Nawala yata. Ito, Deck, Ferdy, Maverick, at syempre, my lovely Watling. Regards to Raul. And thank you, Filipina Radio Brisbane. Yan po mga kaibigan ay nanggaling kay Ricky Bangalan, ang grupong basketballista mula sa
Pili. I met him last week, di ba?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Binabati ko rin na magandang gabi at magandang pakikinig ang mga Filipino student societies ng Queensland, especially the Filipino and the Filipino-Australian Society of University of Queensland or PILOS-UQ. Iniimbitahan po namin kayo sa Tuesday po, May 22, magkakaroon po ng cultural presentation at we are going to sell Filipino food from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at the University of Queensland, St. Lucia Campus.
Sa mga kaibigan, huwag pong kalimutan ang ating fiesta sa Gold Coast, June 17, 2012. Sunday po yan. And guess what? 4EB van will be there. The outside broadcast van will be playing some songs and also conducting some promotional activities for our membership sa 4EB. Kaya watch out po. Nandun, magkikita-kita tayo sa Gold Coast sa June 17. Abangan po ninyo at hanapin ang 4EB van.
Bongga! Now, merong national dress event ang 4EB this coming July 28. Tickets are available at 4EB mismo. Telephone number 3240-8600. Prices range from, I believe, $35 for adults. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. So yes, you come in your national dress.
Oh, so basically, you come in your national dress. Kung may pangarap kayong mag Miss Universe or binibining Pilipinas, at least ito na yung pagkakataon ninyo.
Ayan, tama. Mga kaibigan, ang inyo pong napapakinggan ay ang classic na awitin ni Sharon Cuneta, Bituing Walang Ningning. Maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig.
Thank you for listening.
Maganda gabi, salamat.
Maraming salamat po at magandang gabi, bayan.
Na ilang laksang bituin, di kayang pantayan ating ningning. Balutin mo ako ng hiwaga ng iyong pagmamahal. Hayaang matakpan ang ginag na di magtatagal. Mabuti pa I'm not.